Well, welcome to our first B Chapel of the year. For those who are new and those who have forgotten, B Chapel is B-E, as in being, rather than becoming. One of the things I do with the worship team on a regular basis is I ask them to report on a scale from 1 to 10 what the stress level is. 10 meaning you're about to pass out, all right? So, all right, let's start. Who's at a 1, like you're about to fall asleep? Okay, 2, stress level 2. It's getting worse. Hi, get those hands high. Number 2, number 3. Okay, wow, this is not good. Everybody's gonna be on the other side of 5. 4. 5s. It's getting thicker. 6. 7. Oh, 8. 9. Uh-oh. 10. Right down here. Okay, we're just gonna pray for these people right down here in the front. Because she apparently are about to die. That's not good. Beach Chapel, we get into the rhythm of the school year and it sweeps us away. And for those of you who are newer to campus, and maybe you're a vet, you're a junior or a senior, and you still haven't learned the power of the simple word, no. And how to slow down and to create space in your life. So we put these chapels into place intentionally for us just to rest and to be in the presence of God. And I already know that I planned this poorly because we're going to need to use scriptures, and there's a lot of you that are standing. And if you have Bibles or you can get near a Bible, I didn't get an overhead because I was wanting people to hold a Bible in your hand. So while I'm doing this introduction, if you want to find a Bible around you or share a Bible, get one in your hands. That would be great. We're going to turn to Psalm 119. So one of the things about being rather than doing, being rather than running around, is finding a way to pray. And in the overarching structure of the semester, we're talking about the creed, and a lot of you probably didn't grow up in traditions where you'd recite the creed. Some of you are not used to doing responsive readings. And many of us come from churches like where I came from, where we try to figure out how to pray on our own. Have you ever been in a prayer service or prayer meeting where you're sitting there, you're really not able to listen to what the other person's praying? You're just trying to think in your heart about the genius words that you're going to say next. They're going to be so astounding in this prayer that everyone's going to start crying. All right, so you're either that person who is feeling this pressure that prayer is this really, really artistic, deeply spiritual thing, or you're the other kind of person, the other end of the spectrum, is you're thinking, I'm not going to pray at all. I'm just going to remain silent, and that's for somebody else to do. That's something for somebody else to do. So one of the beautiful things that we've been given as we think about this roadmap that we're on is we've been given Psalms as another kind of a roadmap in order to pray so that we don't have to figure out what to say to God, but God has already given us plenty of language to say to him. Just like we sing all these songs regularly here in chapel and in this place because we like these words that have been given to us to say to God, we have a whole psalter filled with words to say to God. And Psalm 119 fits along with this overarching image of walking on the path of God. And if you look and you can see, if you turn the pages, you'll see there's several verses here. Psalm 119 scrolls on and on and on to a whole 176 verses. If you've ever seen it before, in some translations, maybe your Bible has the outline of the Hebrew alphabet. And this was originally written so that each section of this long prayer was split up by the various letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And so one of the things that we're doing in following God is trying to figure out how to walk on his road, how to follow his map. And the voice of this psalm is deeply pleading that we might pursue God diligently, with perseverance. Not when we feel like it, not when we feel authentic, not when we can come up with genius prayers, but when we can be faithful to the scriptures and the words that he's already given us to pray. So what I want to do, this is a little bit of an experiment. In years past we've done this, is a practice, an old practice for reading the scriptures called the Lectio Divina, which means divine reading. And when you do the Lectio, you read it slow enough so that we're not just reading the scriptures to get information in our head, but we read the scriptures to engage a person, to draw near to a whole being. So that involves our head and our heart. So it's often helpful to read it very slowly and to wait inside those words and to find the Spirit speaking back to us as we read those words. So I'm going to try this. What I want to do is I'll read the odd verses through verse 16, and then you'll read the even verses all together. But we need to do this nice and slowly. All right? And as we do this, Lord Jesus, we're attentive to the fact that you are the one who reveals himself in these scriptures, and we ask that you would come and illuminate our hearts and our minds in your truth. For happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. And everybody, happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes.
And I shall not
be put. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn of your righteous ordinances. So how can young people keep their way pure? By guarding it according to your word. For I treasure your word in my heart, so that I may not sin against you. For with my lips I declare all the ordinances of your mouth. For I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. Now, what I want you to do is to take just a little bit of time in silence and to glance through those 16 verses. And we know that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And we know that his mercies are new every morning. So as we read through that, as you skim through those 16 verses, look for those passages that have life, that have some sort of extra quickening that makes sense for you today. And then pray those back to God in your own way.